This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating a new contract. The union's opening bargaining position has been leaked.
You're going to have to pay me $1 million.
Sorry.
$100 billion.
It's a staggering amount for teachers in a city where only 21% of 8th graders are proficient readers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You didn't report that we had like over a week where violence was down, homicide was didn't happen. I know you didn't report that.
Are you fishing for compliments? You know, that's a horrible personality trait.
Madam Vice President, Hamas has accepted a ceasefire deal. Hamas has accepted a ceasefire deal. Your reaction?
We were the only boat left standing. Bubba Gump Trent's what they got. We even have hats that say Bubba Gump on it. Bubba Gump Trent. It's a household name.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I lived out in Western Mass for a few years when I was a kid. You know, one thing I never saw was a bear. Never saw a turkey either. But the reason I mentioned bears, there's a story that just moved on the wire. From Hatfield, there was a car crash on I-91 in Hatfield. I guess on Sunday, the guy was killed in the car. Bear dragged the body of the crash victim out of the car. Wow. The body of a South Hadley man killed Sunday when his car careened off I-91 and crashed was then dragged from the vehicle by a bear, officials said. Daniel Ducharme, 31, was driving southbound on I-91 in Hatfield when he lost control of his vehicle, which sailed down an embankment and crashed into several trees, according to the Mass State Police. He was found dead outside of his car around 11 a.m. Sunday, and a bear was seen in the woods nearby, according to the press release. What was the bear doing in the woods? Evidence and observations at the scene suggest the man was most likely deceased as a result of the crash and was either fully ejected or partially ejected and later dragged from the car by the bear. When police arrived at 11:06, they found the heavily damaged Honda Civic in the woods among several trees. The evidence suggests that the, quote, bear at some point had made contact with the victim's body. What does that mean, made contact? I think that means chomping on the... he wouldn't have just dragged it out, would he?
Maybe the guy had dragged himself out of the car before passing away, or maybe he was still alive when the bear got him. I don't know.
The bear made did the bear shake paws with him, or what? Did the bear try to administer first aid? Made contact. I guess you can't be that graphic. The guy's got survivors, but it's still rather obscure and vague. The bear at some point made contact with the victim's body. The bear wandered away while police were on scene, according to the press release. The crash is still under investigation. That's the news. That's breaking news from the 413 area code. 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut from, we're going to get back. People want to talk about Vermont and Bernie, but I want to play a couple of cuts from Biden. One cut I want to play is from Friday. You heard, well, let's play the cut. A couple of these cuts we've already played. Cut 7.
I congratulate the Presidential Freedom Medal recipients and now and their families.
The Presidential Freedom of Medal recipients. He's keeping it short and sweet, like his guy wants in the campaign. Cut 5.
She's not only the only person receiving this medal. It's not the reason she's getting it, but it's because she's from Delaware, although I keep looking at it.
one of the people that got a medal, I guess, was named Michelle Yeoh. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Michelle Yeoh. Cut six.
Over four decades and on and off the screen, Michelle Yeoh, has shattered stereotypes and glass ceilings to enrich and enhance American culture.
But you dead named her. Here's him talking about his grandfather. Cut four.
And I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, hearing from my grandpa. His name was Ambrose Finnegan. And, you know, he was an All-American at Santa Clara, playing football back in 1905.
There was an old man named Ambrose Finnegan.
That's odd. I could have sworn that he was the first guy in his family to ever go to college. And now we found out he's not, I guess, not only his father, but his grandfather went to college.
And I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
That's from 87, though. That's when he was running for. I think there's one more recent, isn't there? Just one from a couple of weeks ago? I think there was. I think he said it just a couple of weeks ago. That was the famous Neil Kinnock speech that got him knocked out of the race, out of the 88 race in 87, when he stole the entire speech from the British labor leader. He mentioned everything but coming out of the Welsh coal mines. 844-500-4242. So today he was with Representative Sanford Bishop and Representative Brett Guthrie. Okay, Sanford Bishop and Brett Guthrie. Cut that.
And I was so on not to try to rub this in too much, but I also welcome Representative Sanford Bishop, Representative Bert. Where's Brett? Are you here? There you go, Brett Guthrie. Good to see you, Brett.
Stanford, Bert, Brett, who, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. Listen to this one, too. Cut one.
You know, I was a kid. I was taught by the Norbertines in a public school. Well, you know, they always were worried we were going to go to Jesuit colleges because they said, you guys are too liberal. Thank God for the Jebbies.
I don't know what that, I don't know what is a Jebby? I'm sorry. What's a Jebby?
I know
Dominicans, Jesuits, Franciscans. What the hell's a Jebby? Tanya, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tanya.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Vermont is definitely much worse off with Bernie Sanders. And thankfully, we got rid of Leahy, and now we are stuck with Becca Ballin.
And don't forget Welch, too, another drifter. He came up from Springfield.
Yeah, a failed low-class attorney who couldn't make it as an attorney.
That speaks to about a quarter of them in the Congress on both sides of the aisle, Tanya.
good point. But I have to say, after been born here but raised outside of Boston, but lived here for over 30 years, this state is going right down the tubes because of all the liberal idiots that are moving here from Massachusetts, New York, and it's just awful. And the big city of Burlington drives the entire state, and they're nothing but a bunch of progressive liberals there. So a lot of us are looking at 20% increase in our tax just based on the state, and that doesn't even include the failed numerous school budgets. So that's why everybody's leaving Vermont, is because you can't afford to live here anymore.
Well, everybody who works for a living and works with their hands, everybody who was born in Vermont is leaving. I mean, it's the same thing in Massachusetts. You have people moving up here, changing the way the few Republican areas, remaining Republican areas, they were they like Cape Cod. They got Democrats elected. You know, the Republican Party at the time was controlled by idiots, Jim Jones Lyons and DoorDash Deal. But they just lay down and died, and the Democrats took over. Same thing's happened in Maine, Tanya. You know, the saying when I was a kid was from the 36th election, as Maine goes, so goes Vermont, meaning that those were the only two states Alf Landon carried in 36 against Roosevelt. But now it has sort of a reverse meaning. I mean, they are two of the most liberal states in the country. As Maine goes, so goes Vermont, you know?
Yeah, and every time California makes some screwed up ruling, it seems that the liberals here want to follow suit. And it's like, if you want to do that, move to California.
Right. You know? Thanks for the call, Tanya. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, when I have a couple SoCos, I can understand Biden no problem because he always sounds like he's had a few himself.
But it's hard to believe he's never had a drink in his life, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, what did he say? Give me another drink. Maybe I can understand him. But, it's true. I do have a lot of friends over in Vermont, and, they've had it up to here. They still have a little bit of their rights and their gun rights. But, you know, it's funny. They'll say, hey, Mike, you got all those pastures over in Jefferson, and, hey, can we drop some manure over there? Because they won't even let them spread their manure out in their fields now because, you know, they're afraid of nitrogen loading up there.
What could be greener than recycling manure?
They think it's going into the rivers and everything, and it's the same way on the Cape. I mean, Howage and Brewster, they're going after people fertilizing their lawn.
I know.
And they don't understand that Brewster and Howage at one time off the 6A, that was all sheep land. And that's from 100 years ago, all the nitrogen loading, and now they're blaming the homeowners.
I know. They move into places with a gun and rod club that has been there for 100 years, and they say, it's too much noise. You've got to shut it down. I just got here from Park Avenue in New York, and I spent $2 million on this vacation home. And you've got to shut down the Rod and Gun Club, and it's only people in pickup trucks coming here anyway. Thanks for the call, Matt, Mike. It's going on all over New England and other states as well. Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. So, just because your parents listed their house for sale at a set price doesn't mean you have to. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest-growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago in 1976 with its founder, Jerome Manning. What are the main benefits of a J.J. Manning accelerated sale versus a traditional listing at a set price? Well, in the Manning method, there are no contingencies. In the Manning method, the buyer signs our exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms, which all buyers must follow. J.J. Manning uses their own 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of marketing saturation and 30 days to close. No deviations to the purchase and the buyer's feet are kept to the fire. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you know that between hosting a 4-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug?
I call it a dog.
Howie still finds time to write 3 columns a week.
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarrShow.com.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508, manure, bad, stop? Okay, I'll use chemical fertilizer instead. No, bad, stop. Hey, why no veggies around here anymore? We just import them from, you know, from the third world. Everything is imported. Nothing's grown around here anymore. No more... I mean, how does Ben and Jerry's get milk? I mean, how many dairy farmers are left in Vermont, or how many will be left in 20 years? I think Cabot will have enough cows. Farmers belong to Cabot's to produce nice, delicious cheddar cheese, sharp cheddar cheese. I don't know.
Good whipped cream, too.
844-500-4242. Every week at this time, we like to check in with all of our fan mails, all the people who love us, our listeners, our readers, our viewers, everybody. Check in to see what they're sending me and Grace and Taylor and Jared and everybody else at the Howie Carr Show. We call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, Howie, and because we were just discussing Kristi Noem and the controversy surrounding her book in which she wrote, or at least the manuscript that she shot her 14-month-old puppy, Cricket.
Yes.
I think we should start with this hate mail for Taylor. This is cut one, please.
Oh, great. Kristi Noem admits to shooting a dog, so Tucker Taylor feels emboldened to spew his anti-canine claptrap.
I'm all for taking dogs down a peg. They're too high on the totem pole. You know what I do when I see a dog in a restaurant? I fake an allergy.
Simply barbaric.
I don't think Kristi Noem's the problem. I think society's the problem for elevating dogs to such a status where we're going to go gaga every time somebody has to put down a dog.
Barbaric.
You don't need a dog.
Barbaric.
Get your snout away from me.
Barbaric.
Did you say all those terrible things?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That one you stand
Shame.
By. That
I'll
one
stand by. Yeah, that one I'll stand by.
Was not taken out of context. Nope.
Shame. I was walking Roscoe this morning at 5:45, and the woman, an old lady on the first floor, ran out and said, "Howie, Howie." I turned around. She said, "There's a giant coyote in the back. Watch out."
Yeah.
And on this day, when Roscoe's life was in extreme peril, I learned about these terrible things you're saying.
I was coming. I was going into the mall yesterday, and I held the door open for a lady who had an emotional support dog. And I immediately regretted
Aren't
it because
all?
The dog stopped to sniff me and my shoes and everything.
I actually saw a dog this weekend, and I stopped the woman and I said, "Could I take a photo of your dog?" It was a beautiful Cocker Spaniel. Beautiful coat.
Those are the worst kind.
Oh, I loved it. It's so cute.
They're so moody.
Howie Carr also has hate mail here. Let's have cut three, please.
Howie, you bleeping kidding me? Another 4 hours talking about the protest? You got to be kidding me.
I think it's pretty good stuff. I mean, we got the poll question. What do you want to call these Nazi freaks? Got like, you know, an inordinate amount of people responding. I think people
It's definitely dominating the headlines. Howie, you also got a Talker's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, I did. The Lifetime Achievement Award. I'll be picking it up next month down at Hofstra.
Would you like me to read some of the comments underneath?
Of course. Of course.
Hack Award.
Hack Award? I beg your pardon.
Gail writes, for what? Jumping the shark?
I think I'm at the top of my game.
James said, can we get Billy Bulger to present it to him?
I don't think he would deem it appropriate.
Another hate mail, Howie, is cut two, please.
Lately, when listening to the Howie Carr Show, you close your eyes, and after a while, you say to yourself, how did Ted Kennedy ever remember his phone number 200 times in 4 hours? Amazing.
Those are the formatics of the talk radio racket, pal. That's why I got my Lifetime Achievement Award.
Can we also have that guy's voicemail where he's imitating Howie giving out the number?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy grace. 844-500-4242.
Go ahead.
Another person wrote, how about for a poll? Do you want to hear Howie or the Howie Carr Show, one of his numerous guests? You take more slides and vacations. You're one of the beautiful people.
What? That's just not true.
I'm not coming up with these, Howie. I'm just reading them. That is it for Hate Mail Monday. Thank you very much.
All right. We will be right back.
Where's Howie? In a confessional, giving out his phone number.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It was the Lyndon Johnson administration the last time I was in a confessional. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. By the way, we still have some cheap bastard deals left from Friday. They're the Kelly's Roast Beef Florida locations. There's three of them right now, and there will soon be six by the time you return to Florida, if you do leave, and there'll probably be seven by Christmas on the west coast of Florida. But these gift certificates are good only at the Florida locations. They're $50 gift certificates for just $25. So go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the store, and you can get the cheap bastard deal at for Kelly's Roast Beef Florida locations. $50 for $50 gift certificate for $25. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Howie, long time. I'm calling you from the People's Republic of Vermont here, which I moved here from Massachusetts in the early 70s for a little bit of freedom, and now it's gone way over the edge. My sisters live in Pepperell, Massachusetts, and have almost a $2 million property. They pay less taxes than we pay on our $300,000 property here in Vermont. And I owe it all to Bernie and Peter the Ambulance Chaser and, Leaky Leahy.
Yeah, I mean, just because you got rid of Leaky Leahy, I mean, Tanya was saying, Welch is not an upgrade, I don't think. Or he's certainly, at best, the same, isn't he?
Well, he's an ambulance chaser. When I first got here, he used to have those ads on TV. You didn't get enough compensation, call me. It's like, and Becca Ballant, who took a bunch of money from the kid with the scam there,
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Bingo, and refuses to pay it back, even though
all of them do. How many of them have actually paid any of that money back? And a handful of Republicans got some money too. He had some guy from Central Massachusetts was the Republican bag man, but but it was mainly Democrats, and they didn't care. They didn't care at all, did they? And Becca is, she checks several different boxes, doesn't she, Chuck, according to my recollection of the case?
She's got the hook right in her mouth. And our state legislature now wants to, the Democrat super rule, wants to double their pay and add Cadillac provisions for their health and retirement, and it started as a citizens volunteer legislature, and now they want to turn it into careers.
Yeah, welcome to the club. It's like the state you left behind, Chuck. That's what they've done here. And the more they make it into a career, the less they actually show up for work, and the more they just let two or three people in each branch run the entire thing. I mean, this is totally different from, there was a guy named Calvin Coolidge. He was born in Vermont. He moved down to Massachusetts. He became the mayor of Northampton, the president of the state senate, the governor. Then he became vice president. And, he was an old line Vermonter. Ethan Allen would have had a nice conversation with Calvin Coolidge. Do you think Ethan Allen could have a conversation with Bernie Sanders, Chuck?
Oh, come on. Read Amity Shale's book it's the definitive book on Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah.
And yesterday I just want to tell you, I had my reverse version of Calvin Coolidge that I got to spend a few minutes of a pleasant afternoon with, and that's gentleman Jim Douglas.
Yeah.
Who actually was born in Northampton, Mass., moved up here, came up here to go to Middlebury when it was still...
A reverse Calvin.
Yeah. and stayed here and was one of the most sensible governors we've ever had.
Right.
And an incredible gentleman, but he actually is on the board of the Coolidge Foundation.
No, I know. We've had him on the show a couple of times when they were having the 100th anniversary last year of Coolidge's swearing in by his father when Warren Harding died on the train out in the West Coast. I said, if you need someone to recreate the Irish chauffeur, I'll be glad to come up and do that as part of the reenactment. I guess they found another guy who would wear a cap and look semi-Irish for the role. But yeah, he's a great guy, and it's a shame what's happened to Vermont and New Hampshire. Someone said, who was that guy that used to run the Manchester Union Leader, William Loeb. William Loeb wasn't even a New Hampshire guy originally, but he believed in the virtues of self-reliance, live free or die. And you know, his paper is a shadow of its former self, and the state government is. I mean, it's still hanging on, unlike the other New England states. There's not a single Republican congressman in the entire six-day region. Not a single Republican. And I think the only Republican senator is Susan Collins. So I guess you'd say with that would be a Republican with an asterisk. Thanks for the call, Chuck. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Chaos at ABC News as embattled boss Kim Godwin steps down. She's a DEI hire. They had sort of kicked her aside and given her one of these titles with no power. This is the Daily Beast has been covering this story, believe it or not, because it's kind of politically incorrect. In 2023, one source told the Daily Beast that Godwin had been on a reign of error. That April, even as ABC News laid off 50 staffers, Godwin was reportedly jetting around the country to the Oscars and other splashy events. At the time, the network had imposed a ban on all non-essential travel. Godwin was allegedly flying first class. I'm shocked. Shocked to learn that. Staffers had become increasingly frustrated with Godwin's mismanagement and the, quote, error of angst she has ushered in since taking the helm in 2021. Last week, Puck reported that Godwin had also rankled and horrified staffers by making several race-related comments, including that black people don't watch the news. Well, how about just saying people don't watch the... I mean, if she's referring to ABC News, how about just saying people? Why single out black people? Do you know any white people that watch the ABC News? I was driving on 128 yesterday, and I saw a billboard, a nice electronic billboard for watch Channel 5's News at 4. And I thought, who outside of a nursing home is watching it? A local TV newscast at 4 o'clock. I don't think anybody is. 844-500-4242. Another ABC source told the Daily Beast that right after Godwin was hired, staffers heard the exec claiming that there were too many white executive producers. I'll take care of that, she reportedly said in May of 2021. Notably, none of the network's high-profile black stars, including Michael Strahan and Robin Roberts, stepped up to support her yesterday as she was being shown the door. I wonder why. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I live in Florida, but I used to be a Vermonter for many years, worked downtown, so... Right after 2020, the George Floyd thing, the progressives and the liberals on the city council decided it was time to defund the police. So at that time, they had a police force of 135.
Yeah.
And their target was somewhere in the 90s. Well, as of 2024, flash forward, and just in a news article last week, the police chief reported they have 78 full-time officers now in downtown Burlington.
From 135 to 78 in 4 years.
Yep.
What could possibly go wrong, Mark?
Well, let me tell you, the down in Mont Pelcier, the legislator decided that, you know, if you steal up to $500, it won't be a criminal.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. Yes.
So my buddy has a store on Church Street, the main thoroughfare there in Burlington. people walk in and walk out with stuff, and the cops won't prosecute them. And if you try to strong arm them in getting out the door, they put up a fight. So he's basically given up the local chambers and are lobbying for, can we raise that? Can we lower that threshold for criminal prosecution?
Right. And I guess they're getting nowhere, right? Because, you know, not because the majority of the people are shoplifting, but because the majority of the people now living in Burlington are just so rich that they're guilt-ridden, and they want a virtue signal by letting the riffraff run amok.
He's described the entire legislature down in Montpelier. But he's standing in his front window looking out of his store, and there's a homeless person because there's all kinds of homelessness, there's all kinds of drugs. The cops can't do anything, and this homeless guy drops his drawers and defecates.
Yeah, I knew exactly where you were going with that. Yeah, I remember having a meal. I was in Florida last year, and I was at one of Trump's country clubs, and I ran into Michael Savage, and we were talking about San Francisco, and he said he used to love to go to this one Italian restaurant, which had big windows out onto the street. And he said the same thing. I'm not even going to go into what you just said, but he said the same thing happened to him. He said he never could go back to the restaurant. He used to love it for decades. And you know, you see something like that, you just know the city is shot. It's gone. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Howie. This is Bill from Central Mass. You mentioned about no Republican congressman in the New England states.
Yes.
We happen to have one in Central Mass, Mr. McGovern. I'd like to know, he didn't vote for funding of Israel, Ukraine. He didn't vote for that fact.
Well, you're not calling him a Republican, are you, Bill?
Oh, no way. But and he also didn't vote for
You're breaking up, Bill. Unfortunately, we get the point. I mean, McGovern is one of the absolute worst. One of the worst. He's like a career legislator. He slobbers over. Used to slobber over the Castro brothers in Cuba. Now he slobbered over Hugo Chavez. Now over Maduro in Venezuela. You know. In the meantime, though, he's never had a job. He's fat as a hog. And, you know, he's 70 years old. He's never had a real job. Like Bernie Sanders, who's 80 plus years old, never had a real job. Like Joe Biden. Like Maxine Waters. Like all these people. And, you know, they all, and he was a legislative aide. Just like Mitch McConnell. Just like Paul Ryan. It's a bipartisan plague. All right, 844-500-4242. You may have heard me talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds before and thought, wait, the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but half the price? Sounds pretty good. Yes, but if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, I'm holding my new pair right in my hand, Carolina Blue. Now is the time, or sort of Carolina Blue, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. This is the upgraded model. They're better than ever. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. Two devices at once. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. See, if I get cold, I turn blue, right? So this is perfect for my for when I'm when it's a little on the nippy side. What other colors were there, Taylor?
I think there's black. I mean, it depends on the model, but there's all kinds of colors. I believe red, purple.
Yeah. So there are all these amazing new features like the active noise cancellation, as I said, the quick charge function, we all need that, multi-point connectivity, weatherproof and or sweat resistance. So that means I could take it when I get back to Florida, I can take them into the pool when I'm just walking around and have to worry even less than I already did. It's a fantastic new pair of everyday earbuds, and they're available at half the price of the other big premium brands, a perfect Mother's Day gift, a perfect Father's Day gift, graduation day gift, and maybe most important, a gift for yourself. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there is truly no better time. You're going to ask yourself later why you didn't check them out sooner. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so what are you waiting for? You've got nothing to lose. Buy it for mom, buy it for dad, buy it for the grad, buy it for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I think the New Hampshire State Police engaged in a little racial profiling last night. They had an overnight saturation patrol. Do you know why they had it on a Sunday night, Taylor?
Cinco de Mayo?
Correcto mente. Cinco de Mayo festivities commonly involved increased alcohol consumption are annually held on May 5th.
I'm shocked.
Huh. Imagine that. Among those arrested was Ruth Gaoaa, 35, of Nashua, operating without a valid license, believe it or not. And Malachi Thwaites, Thwaites, Malachi Thwaites, 27, of Chelsea, Massachusetts, operating without a valid license. Hard to believe, huh? Hard to believe. DJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, DJ.
Hey, Howie, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Thanks again for picking up. Yeah. My good friend Greg Sabine from Brockton used to call in. Rest in peace. He passed away. He used to call in all the time when I was a kid. But he's talking about Cinco de Mayo. I'm driving down Belmont Street in Brockton. It looks like a little Machu Picchu everywhere you look. You can't drive down the street without one 4-foot-tall woman that's pregnant, pushing a stroller with a baby, and got two babies on her arms.
Ugh, they haven't brought in the National Guard yet to patrol Brockton High School, have they?
Well, apparently that outside auditing agency supposedly found $18 million that was supposedly missing. Isn't that funny how that works?
I feel sorry. The City of Champions, they used to call it, right? I let him go on too long. Shane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shane.
Yes, sir. I heard this right at the pump, just... gas prices. What they said was Biden is a puppet and Trump is a bad actor. He doesn't trust Trump and I don't trust Biden. So how would any of us vote for this election? I mean, Trump could be a bad actor.
Well, is he any worse of an actor than Biden? I mean, Trump behaved himself a lot more in terms of following the law, following the Constitution, not taking extra constitutional actions than Biden has.
Yes, I agree.
Doesn't it just come down with Biden to tweets? I mean, that's it. You're holding tweets against the guy with Trump. Excuse me. Thanks for the call, Shane. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.